You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, and thank you again for tuning in today. This is Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. You're listening to the VIP broadcast where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Victory International Praise Ministries happens to be located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We would love for you to stop in and visit us at our in-person services Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock or Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. I'm your host for today's broadcast, Minister Andre Jordan, and we are excited about what God is doing at Victory. We're excited about what God is doing in the kingdom of believers. I just want to pray really quick and then we'll move forward into today's topic. Father, thank you for being a great, amazing, powerful, all-knowing, all-wisdom, all-strength, all-majesty, all-glorious, thine God. We thank you that you do miracles, wonders, healings, deliverance. Father, we thank you, Father, that you're still at work in the life of your people and you're still drawing many souls into the kingdom of God. We pray today, Father, for you to allow this kingdom sound to go out over the airways to accomplish your will, to strengthen, to encourage, Father, to bring comfort into the lives of your people and those that will accept Jesus Christ by faith and become added to the body of Christ. So we just give God thanks today for this day, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. We're glad about the good news of the gospel. We're glad about our King. We're glad about his faithfulness. We're glad about his love and his kindness. I want to present to you a topic. And our text for today, if you want to go ahead and make note, is coming from Matthew 14, verses 23 through 33. So the text will be Matthew chapter 14, verses 23 to 33. But the topic I want to share today is a question. And the question is, has your boat become a coffin? Or what happens when your boat becomes a coffin? Let us go to the word first, and then we'll pick back up on that topic, the question of the hour for today. The verse, Matthew 14, I'm there. Beginning with verse 14, and it reads, actually let's start at verse 23. And when he, Jesus, had sent the multitudes away, he then went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, so when it was nighttime, he was there alone up in the mountain after he prayed, talked with the Father, dialogue with the Father, just had time with the Father after the miracle of the feeding of the five loaves and the two fish. Jesus just spent that time with the Father, you know, and often after great feats and miracles, that was Jesus's norm to do, is to go and spend time with the Father. And I feel like that's a good practice that we also can follow. It says, verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea. So he had sent the multitude on, he had sent the disciples on, and the ship that they were in was now in the middle of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So as he's finishing his time of prayer with the Lord and he's alone and he's now ready to go and reconnect with his disciples, he sees the ship. It's in the middle of the sea. The wind, the waves are tossing it. There is contrariness. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. So this is around 3 o'clock in the morning. The fourth watch of the night, Jesus goes to them walking on the sea. And they, when they saw him, they were troubled. They were saying among themselves, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come unto thee on the water." So Peter says, "Hey, if it's you," the Lord says, "Don't be afraid." Jesus says, "Don't be afraid." Peter said, "Well, if it's you, I tell you what, let me come on the water to you." And Jesus answered Peter and he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 30. But when Peter saw the wind boisterous, when Peter saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified. He was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." He cried out, "Save me, Lord." And the verse says, verse 31, the scripture reads, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and he caught Peter, and he said to him, a reprimand, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Let me keep reading. "Why did you have so little faith?" Jesus said, "Why did you doubt me?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. So when they got back into the ship, got off the water, Jesus and Peter, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshiped Jesus, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." So I love this today because we're talking about what happens, or has your boat become a coffin? What happens when we allow our boat? Boat is a vehicle of transportation. It's a vehicle of movement. It's a vehicle of going forward. It's a vehicle that should be active, moving, increasing, advancing. But what happens when the boat that we're in becomes a coffin, a place of death, a place of inactivity, a place of comfortableness, a place of being stagnant? What happens when the boat, the ministry, the vehicle, the business that God has called us to birth, to do in his name and for his name's sake, what happens when we stop short of his promise? What happens when we begin to close ourselves off and make determinations within ourselves, this far and no farther? What happens? We must be careful that we don't allow ourselves to get comfortable, complacent, that we don't fulfill all of what the Lord has for us. We get too comfortable. We decide we want to pick and choose what we will, what we won't do for God. We put a ceiling on God, hence the coffin. What happens when the boat becomes a coffin? What happens? Why are we allowing the boat to become a coffin? If you look at the scripture, One thing I can say about Peter is Peter was bold, whereas the other disciples that were in the boat also, they didn't say a word. I guess they were like, Peter could go out there with that wind, boisterous, strong winds blowing, and those waves already crashing along his boat if he want to, but I'm not going nowhere. But we can give Peter credit because he took the risk, because he was willing to trust God and step out. And God today is reminding us and calling for us in our various offices, in our various titles, in our various ministries, in our various capacities to step out of the boat that we've made our coffin. We've made it a the end place. So we've closed up and nailed down the top of the boat, put us a little coffin, and we've got a sign as a sail for our boat that says the end. God wants to stretch us. There's plans specifically for each and every one of us. Jeremiah teaches us, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the plans I have for you. He didn't ask me and you, what's your plan? What's your thought? What you think about it? But the Lord declares, for I know the plans that I have for you. God is about his business in the earth through us, and he needs us and he wants us, but we have to be willing to surrender. We have to be willing to make ourselves available to God. We have to be willing vessels. We have to make ourselves. We have to be willing sacrifices. We have to present our bodies as living sacrifice. Yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, like Samuel said unto the Lord, that is what the Lord is calling for. The Lord desires to get a work done in the earth, and he's looking to and fro those that will make themselves available unto him. He is looking for you and I today. And so this kingdom sound is a wake-up call. It's a clarion call. God is saying, I'm coming that you would break these coffins open that you created and built yourself. He's coming to break free and set us free and cause us to break through from the ceilings, from the places of limitation, from the places of comfort, from the places of stagnancy, being stagnant, that we've locked ourselves and we've backed ourselves into corners. We're comfortable where we don't mind the Lord using us, but that is not the plan that God has for us. The scripture in Jeremiah 29:11, we all know this, we can quote this, but God means it. God is serious. The scripture says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, and they're not evil. The plans of God for my life are not evil. I declare the plans of God for my life, the plans of God for your life, they are not evil. The Lord says to give you an expected end. They are for your good, to give you an expected end, to give you a future and a hope. He says, then you shall call on me and you shall pray unto me and I will hearken unto you. God has great plans for me and for you. So why are we building a coffin? Why are we closing ourselves up and stopping short of all that God has for us? If we could see through the eyes of the Lord to see how he wants to multiply himself in us, how he wants to expand in us, how he wants to stretch us like you stretch a rubber band. When you get those large rubber bands, you can stretch that thing. You can stretch it farther than it seemed possible for that rubber band. And that is what the Father is wanting for you and I, to stretch us to our capacity. Capacity that we don't even realize we have within us. But the Lord who says, I know the plan. I know the thoughts that I have for you. It is good for you. It's good for your future. It's to give you a hope. It's not evil. It's not disastrous. Oh, but God is like, will we let him today? Will we allow him? God, move us out of our comfortable places. Move us beyond our comfort zones into some kingdom zones, into elevated ways of thinking, into full availability, into no reservations, into I believe God places. change our mindsets. Let there be a shifting. Let there be a breaking off. Let us, Father, let me go back to the scripture, the main scripture, Matthew 14, verse 23 through 33. Look at Peter. I ascribe to him bold Peter because he was willing. He didn't know how this was going to work. He just knew, Jesus, if you're doing it, I believe you. I believe I have the ability to do it because of you. I believe you. So he stepped out. I want to say to us, take a step. Take one step. What has God asked of you? What do you know? Nobody has to tell you. Nobody has to give you a prophetic word of anything new. What has God said? I want to use you in this. I want to give you this vision. I want to birth this vision through you. I want to birth this ministry through you. I want you to start this for the children, for married couples. Start this for homeless people. Start this in your community. God is calling each of us under the sound of this broadcast, this kingdom sound, to what plan he has assigned, call, an assignment destined for you and I to do. God wants us to wake up out of this coffin of fear, coffin of doubt, coffin of excuses, coffin of procrastination. God is saying, I need you. Look around in the earth. Look around at the souls. The harvest is ripe to harvest, but God needs laborers. I declare I'm a laborer for God today. I declare I'm available for God today. And I pray that you are too. I pray that this word, this kingdom sound is stirring you in your belly, that you're realizing, God, no longer can I let the boat, the transportation, the vehicle cause, can I no longer get so comfortable, so stagnant, so complacent that I make a coffin out of what is supposed to thrust me forward, what is supposed to cause me to increase and advance the kingdom of God. This is about God. This is about establishing, continuing to build on what Christ established, advancing, taking territories, winning souls, doing the work of ministry. He's called us to go into hedges and highways and byways, compel them to come, make disciples for Christ, add to the kingdom daily such as should be saved. He's called us to it, and he wants to see it happen through us. He needs my hands. He needs my voice. He needs every part of me, my feet. He needs every part of us to accomplish what Christ said we would do greater works after he sent the Holy Spirit to us. So today, we've got to press forward. Tear down. Allow God to tear down the ceilings. Allow God to tear down where we've enclosed ourselves. Allow God to help us to become willing. Pray, God, make me willing. Pray, God, help me conquer my fears. Peter, he stepped out of the boat, but we see Jesus had to reprimand him. Peter, you stepped out. A plus. Peter, you walked on the water. A plus. So let's say this. We know that from this passage, winds may come, waves may come, stormy times may come. But if you look at the passage, when Peter took his eyes off the Lord, point number one, keep our eyes on God. Our help, all of our help, it comes from the Lord. So keep our eyes focused like lasers on God, on his word, on his promises. And I want to say, point number two, if you look, when Peter did take his eyes off the Lord, and fear came in when he took his eyes off the Lord, but I declare, if we keep our eyes on God and we keep ourselves on his word and we fill our hearts with his word, listen, there will be enough word in us that when fear try to rise up, we'll cut it off at the knees with the word of God. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. Father, every time, if we will feed ourselves this word and we eat it and we get strong in our soul, we get strong, we will be able to defeat the enemy as we submit ourselves to God and resist him with the word, he'll take off running. He said, I couldn't get it today. He'll run. He'll flee from us. But we've got to make up our minds, and we've got to come in agreement with the word of God and his will for our lives, his plan for our lives. We've got to come into agreement. God has a good plan for me. God wants to stretch me beyond whatever I could ever think or imagine. And I'm willing. I declare that we're willing today. I declare that the people of God are making up their mind. Yes, I will obey God. Yes, I'm willing to be used by God. No longer will I allow my boat, my ministry vehicle that God has for me, to become a coffin where I stop in the water, where I stop dead in my tracks. But I will allow God to stretch me beyond I ever thought possible. I will keep myself open to the possibilities that the Lord has for me. I welcome him. I open myself up to him, that he would stretch out in me and use me to the fullness. Allow the Spirit of God to control, to have his way. We're stepping out of the boat today, and we're allowing God to be God in our lives beyond what we could think or imagine. We're going beyond. We're going to new places in God, higher heights and deeper depths, higher capacity, growth in God, shifting mindsets, tearing down the ceilings in our mind where the enemy, listen, we have an enemy. His goal, kill, steal, destroy. He don't mind, oh, that you go to church. He don't mind. Okay, well, you do that. Okay, all right. I don't mind that so much. But listen, when we talk about selling out to God for real, oh my gosh, but the enemy can't stop you and I. He cannot stop us. Jesus Christ defeated him. Christ has won. Hold the ground that Christ has won. Hold the victory that Christ has won. Come on. God is trying to get us step out of these boats, step out of the places we backed ourselves in, step out of, listen, you may usher, you may sing in the choir, you may teach Sunday school, you may minister, but God says, I still got more. God is a God of multiplicity. God is a God of increase. God is a God of exponential. God is unlimited. He's infinite. So the limitations that we set for ourselves, I can't see myself doing that. See yourself how God see you. I want to see myself how God see me. And I read to you, Jeremiah 29, he has big plans for you. He's got big plans for me. You can do it in Christ. You can do it in the Lord. You can be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Yes, we can. We can launch new ministries. We can take new territories. We can fulfill the visions that God has given us. And he's like, I wish you would birth this baby. It's in your belly. I spoke this over you. We can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. Yes, we can if we keep our eyes on him. If we keep our eyes on him, if we come in agreement with what he says, that is so key. God, help us to be fixed on you and not fixed on what we see. That's a big hindrance. Point number three, keep our eyes fixed on God, fixed on the prize, fixed on his word, and not fixed in the natural. We need to be fixed on Jesus Christ. We need to have courage. Point number four, it's going to take courage. It's going to take courage in God. God, stir up courage in our hearts today, that we come out of these boats and we never close ourselves up again, but we keep moving with the winds of the Holy Spirit. Don't worry about storms. Don't worry about wind. Don't worry about rain. Don't worry about the waves tossing us to and fro. If you look at the passage, when Peter cried out, immediately, it says, immediately, Christ Jesus had it. Why? And Christ is going to have us like that. God got you in what he called you to do. God got you in birthing his vision. God got you in birthing his assignment. I am so stirred up every day. I'm trying to take one more step out of the boat.
walking on the water, walking on the water. Seas, nations, tongue, whatever the Lord requires, I just want to obey him. I just want to be willing. I just want to come in agreement, and he will equip me, and he will equip you, and he will do the rest. Whatever we need, he will supply the need. We can take courage today. God is God, and ain't nobody like him. There's no one that compares to his greatness, his majesty, his sovereignty. It is well. I pray today that you've been enjoying this word of the Lord. Has your boat become a coffin? What happens when your boat becomes a coffin? God has come today in this word to break us out of limitation, to break us out of fear, to break us out of procrastination, to break us out of ceilings, to break us out of coffin. And I'm going to tell you, like Lazarus, I'm coming forth in the name of Jesus. He told Peter to come. I'm coming forth in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you are too in Jesus' name. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Pastors Thomas and Teresa Robinson were located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You may come and visit us as a visitor, but you will leave his family. You're going to leave knowing that Jesus Christ loves you, and he has a great plan for your life. Be blessed today in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. Mm-hmm.